The siege of a university in Hong Kong appears to be nearing an end, with some of the remaining student protesters making a futile dash for freedom. For almost a week, demonstrators barricaded themselves in the Polytechnic University as part of a renewed push in the territory's 5 months of unrest. Hong Kong's government says it won't give in to any of their demands. Protest supporters say their attempts to escalate their action wasn't in vain. China correspondent Bill Birtles reports.
Late in the evening, a group of protesters make a run for it. With police surrounding every exit to the university campus, there was little chance they could avoid arrest. One by one, the group of about a dozen students ran up a road, only to be tackled and pinned down by heavily armed police. This was the end of one of the most dramatic stages of Hong Kong's half-year revolt. What started as thousands of protesters blocking off a major campus armed with petrol bombs and rocks ended peacefully, with most of the remaining holdouts giving themselves up throughout the day. A small group of supporters, some with friends inside the campus, waited outside, yelling at each person arrested to say their name so they could organise lawyers for them. A woman who only wanted to be called Iris said she came along to show detained protesters they have support.
I was here seeing the students weeks before. They're trying to do whatever they can to protect our city together, not for their own interest. Although they can't hear my voice here, but at least when they come out, and I still can give them some warmest feeling.
The siege at Polytechnic University was part of fresh momentum for the Hong Kong protests. Having started in June in opposition to an extradition law that could have seen criminal suspects sent to mainland China, the movement has changed into more of a constant rebellion. Criticism of protester methods, including the use of petrol bombs, has increased. But another supporter present outside the university, who didn't want to be named, says the protesters' actions in confronting the police weren't in vain.
Even they surrendered, they got injured, and some people got depressed. But I think like now, people are more than ever united.
The end of the week-long standoff marks a peaceful turn after two brutal weeks of clashes that came after a police shooting. But if anything, anger towards police has only deepened. Video of officers kicking a man in the head during an arrest has circulated widely. Even the small group of supporters outside the campus were threatened with pepper spray when they argued with a member of the riot squad. As the siege shows, police will ultimately win each small battle with protesters. But the bigger fight for the heart and soul of Hong Kong has well and truly been lost by authorities. This is Bill Birtles outside the Polytechnic University in Hong Kong for AM.